talk about the law of unintended consequences. Have you ever rolled your luggage effortlessly over a curb cut in the sidewalk or a ramp next to a staircase? Or maybe you benefited from one of those outsized toilet stalls in an airport when trying to sort things out in between flights, like changing your blouse, shirt, or underwear? Yeah, a long flight, huh? If so, you are an unintentional beneficiary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA. So let's bring this a little bit closer to home. How do you listen to the radio if your hearing is impaired or you just don't want to listen, but you still want to get the information? Well, it's simple. The same way you read television with closed captioning or a transcript when you're at home or at the computer or on the road with a portable device. And you can not only read the show, but share it, archive the document, blog it, whatever. The transcript is radio's secret second life. Once again, you can thank the ADA. The written transcript is no longer a byproduct of our audio editing efforts. Rather, it's called zero-waste communication. And in these days of enhanced access to media, it's a necessity, not only for people with disabilities, but for visual learners and especially information seekers like you. They are 50% of the audience who, when offered a transcript with an audio or video presentation, prefer to read instead or in addition to listening or watching. Now, our next guest understands the relationship between the interactive transcript and media quite well. He's Josh Miller, co-founder of 3Play Media, one of my vendors. Ooh, sorry, Josh, but you are, and you're a real professional too. So I guess that makes me a client, huh? Welcome to Body Language.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.
What do you do at 3Play Media? I know, but our audience doesn't.
Sure. So we look at online audio and video content as a real opportunity to make it more accessible. And when we say we're making content accessible, it's everything you just mentioned for the hearing impaired. But the beauty of the internet is it's so much more than that. It's making content consumable for anyone, anywhere, in whatever format they want. So, like you said, it's a transcript for those who can't hear the radio show very well, but it's also text for people who prefer to read, or maybe English isn't their first language, or you know, they just want to search for the exact section that they're looking for. They know that maybe they've even listened to the show already, and they just want to go back to a certain point that they read, and it's a faster way to find it rather than using that kind of annoying scroll bar on the media player to find the right place.
You know, I define the world in terms of two kinds of listeners primarily. People who listen for entertainment, which of course I assume people are listening to me for the entertainment value, but also our primary audience is one of information seekers, people who are seeking information about health and medical issues. And that's much different than listening just for entertainment, isn't it?
It definitely is, and that's where, you know, we've found that a lot of our customer base is in the higher ed space, the corporate space, and a lot of the use, while certainly for hearing purposes or lack thereof, is also for exactly what you said, is being able to find the piece of content that you're looking for. And kind of our transcription approach is pretty unique in that we are creating time-synchronized documents that can be used for anything from closed captions to these interactive text tools, so that people can do exactly that. They know what they're looking for, they search for it, and they jump right to it.
Well, first of all, Josh, what is your URL so people can visit your website and actually experience samples of those synchronized transcripts?
Sure. It's 3playmedia.com, which is the number 3, playmedia, all one word, .com. What you'll find there is a bunch of information about transcription, closed captioning, as well as what we call interactive transcripts, and that's what Chris is referring to, which you'll see. You can click on a word, jump to that part of the audio or video, certainly search within there by keyword, and jump around.
Now, if a listener, if our listeners are collectively scratching their head about ticking on a word and then jumping to it, I'm going to back up just a bit and give a bit of the backstory of how I found you. I'm a great fan of TED.com videos. I was watching a video several years ago with Elizabeth Gilbert, who's the author of Eat, Pray, Love. Now, she's had over 4,500 page views where people have experienced your video presentation, and she's not even the big winner. I mean, there's one video on there that's had over 14 million. But there is an interactive transcript, which is, as you suggested, will effectively pace the video. So if I click on a word in the transcript, as with your transcripts, boom, the video, or the audio essentially, goes to that place. Also, on her page, there are 45 languages represented. So if you decide to listen to the show in English, you can actually read the transcript in Swedish or 44 other languages. That is very, very advantageous for ESL, English as Second Language students, or anyone in the world. And my feeling is that ability to read the presentation in your language of choice has really enhanced the effectiveness of their distribution. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think the TED.com site has done a wonderful job with their media content. You said it all right. I mean, what the internet allows is that you start with a text transcript, and it goes far beyond what you initially thought it was going to be for. You're providing search capabilities. You're providing translation capabilities. In search within the site, and even search engine optimization. So every one of those transcripts that TED.com has on their site is being indexed, which is fueling that page growth and those views. And you mentioned 14 million views. It's not 14 million people finding it because they were looking for it right off the bat. It's some people finding it by accident, which is great.
You also provide services to the public radio show This American Life. Tell us about that and why This American Life chose 3Play Media. I'll give you your URL again. It's 3Play Media, number 3playmedia.com. Why did they choose you?
So they came to us with a pretty interesting problem in that they have an enormous amount of really interesting content. You know, they're telling stories in every show, and they've got quite a following. But it's all just audio content on their site.
Right.
And so they realized that with over 450 shows, that is an enormous amount of text if you were to convert it all.
Mm-hmm.
So with that text comes the search engine optimization. And so they were really interested in broadening their base, really making it easier for people to consume that content in any way they wanted. So it was really about opening it all up for their existing audience, but also building their audience.
There are two things going on there. First of all, there is the whole idea of zero waste communication. I mean, you know, and the effective second life of a radio show as a readable document that works on a number of different levels. I mean, it's very exhilarating to be able to find this. In fact, as a journalist who does research, if I'm faced with a 50-minute webinar and I'm looking for some information and it doesn't have a transcript, I'll go elsewhere. You know, I'm not going to invest my time. I need to know right now if what I'm looking for is there. I would suspect that my experience is not unusual.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And that's something that we're seeing more and more of, is that companies are recognizing that. And from a marketing perspective, it's really, really valuable to make sure you're keeping people on your site for that webinar.
Well, as someone once said, the Google spiders can't see and they can't hear, but they sure can read. And our guest is Josh Miller, co-founder of 3Play Media at 3playmedia.com. That's number 3playmedia.com. It's really a joy to have you on the show. This is such a fascinating topic. I would really encourage people to go to the 3Play Media site and experience one of the great aha moments in history, watching an interactive transcript while listening to audio. Josh, thanks so much for joining us today on Body Language. It's really been a joy.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate the time.
And you can reach us at bodylanguage.org. I'm Christopher Springer.